ओम शांति। 17th October 1970। अव्यक्त मुरली, व्हाट इज द डिफरेंस इन जस्ट पासिंग एंड पासिंग विद ऑनर? टू पास विद ऑनर मीन्स दैट यू डू नॉट एक्सपीरियंस पनिशमेंट इन योर माइंड इवन थ्रू योर थॉट्स। द क्वेश्चन ऑफ पनिशमेंट फ्रॉम धर्मराज इज समथिंग फार लेटर। हाउएवर, you should be free from the complications of even your own thoughts, that is to be beyond that punishment. This is called pass with honor. So this Murli is of 17th October 1970. Baba is saying, what is the difference in just passing and passing with honor? To pass with honor means you do not experience punishment even in your mind, even through your thoughts. The question of punishment from Dharmaraj is something far later. However, you should be free from the complications of even your own thoughts. So passing with honor means not experiencing punishment even through mind. There shouldn't be even complications of thoughts. That is to be beyond that punishment. This is known as passing with honor. So there are two things. One is passing. Another is passing with honor. To come out with flying colors. That is to pass with honor. All those souls who pass with honor, they will not have experience of punishments. But which punishment Baba is talking here? Mental punishment. In psychology, these are known as psychological punishment or, a step ahead, psychological torture. So, when we talk of mental punishments, what do you mean? What are mental punishments? Bad feelings, okay. Then, what is to experience mental punishment? Loss of concentration, lot of fear, waste thoughts, then, confusion, loss of control over mind, then, mental punishments. There is one is corporeal punishment, physical punishment, another is mental punishment. You know, in India, mostly in olden days, suppose in one particular village, somebody has committed certain sin, they would parade that person on donkey. They would garland that person with a garland of footwear. Sometimes they will shave. Total shearing of hair. So, suppose a woman is there and she has committed certain crime. She is made to undergo such humiliation, physical as well as mental. Suppose a person whose hair are cut off, that itself is a humiliation. But so long as new hairs come, that thing will keep on reminding that person of that humiliation. So, most of the time, even physical punishments, they leave a mark on mind. So, physical torture also is sort of mental torture. Here, Baba is talking about mental torture. So we can make a list of mental tortures. What mental tortures are going to happen? And what should we do so that those mental tortures will not come to us? So, if you think of making a list, a few of the points you already told, but just for the sake of list, we will take one by one, few points. The first one is where one develops what is known as guilt feeling. That is a sort of mental torture. The feeling of having done something wrong. It also includes repentance. It also may lead to self-hatred and to the extent of self-torture. Not just self-hatred, self-torture. You must have heard of two terminologies in psychology. Masochism and sadism. Sadist and masochist. Sadist is a person who inflicts pain on others and experiences joy, happiness. You torture others and you experience peace. Stalin, Hitler, Mussolini, so many are there. They inflicted pain on others and they experienced peace. There is another person, they are known as masochist. Masochists are those people, they inflict pain on themselves and experience happiness. That can take the form of religion also. Some person is there, he is keeping fast, he is torturing himself. That itself is a sort of religious masochism. Because when you do this, you attract attention. You become famous. So that may be the ulterior motive behind that. But there is something. One person is inflicting pain, another person is taking pain. Now, the person who inflicts pain on others, sadist, that is one group. Second group, this is more dangerous. This is more dangerous. You inflict pain on yourself. Self-torture. And it becomes a habit to take sorrow. And you start relishing it, enjoying it soon. So, it's sort of pain addiction. If you don't get pain, you feel restless. This is a strange psychology. 10 people come and praise you. You forget. One person comes and starts abusing you. You can't sleep whole night. You keep on thinking about it. Whole day, whole night. Why? Why so much attraction for pain? Why we want that? Is it something that we want that? There is a professor. The story of a professor. Before starting his every class, he comes and narrates what his wife did to him, how she humiliated him, how she misbehaved, ill-treated him. Every time he tells this, some of the students get interested. They really want to find out what this his wife is doing. And they find out, yes, it's really like that. She is sadist. She is sadist. She beats him. But they also found out other thing, that he enjoys it. That is why before every class he is telling that same story. Somewhere he has developed a liking for that. This is an absolutely a strange story, but this is fact. Just imagine if everybody talks nicely with us for 10 days. Everything is going well in life. All of a sudden some restlessness arises. As if we want somebody to do something wrong to us. So masochism and sadism. Here Baba is talking about punishments. Which punishments? Mental punishments. So one of them is guilt. Now this guilt leading to repentance, contrition. In Christianity there is a word which is known by the word contrite spirit. Contrition means where you repent. But you keep on repenting. You never get over it. The whole life is spent in repentance. Compunction. This feeling of having done something wrong. I have done something wrong. Just as here you are taught to forgive those souls who have done wrong to you, you should also learn to forgive yourself. Don't be so harsh to yourself. We tell others, don't be harsh to others. Those who have done wrong to you. Why you are so harsh to yourself? Why we are so harsh to ourselves? Learn to forgive your own wrongdoings. You have done wrong, it's okay. Because the level of awareness was less at that time. Now the level has increased. It is the question of less awareness and more awareness. It is not the question of darkness and light. Swami Vivekananda has said in one of his lectures, we do not go from darkness to light. We do not progress from darkness to light. We go from lesser light to higher light. Probably, you were in lesser light that time. That is why that mistake occurred. That is why you committed that blunder. That is why you couldn't stop yourself from doing that. Now, your awareness has increased. So there is no question of committing that mistake again. But yes, if you keep on remembering that, everything may come back. Old memories. I will give you homework for today. A very good homework. How to forget old memories and how to create new memories. How to forget old memories and how to create new memories. I am not using the word sanskars, which is usually used. I am using word memories. How to delete past memories and how to create new memories. Even creativity is more important than forgetting. Create new memories. You can do a lot of churning on this topic today. So, punishments. So first is guilt. We have to get rid of this guilt feeling. Aparadh, bhav. Second is punishment of mind, depression. Second is loss of interest. Second is loss of enthusiasm. Second is loss of that zeal, that zest, that verve, that energy. Everything is lost. Life is totally sapless. No energy. We don't feel as if totally dead, shriveled up. As if the spirit is ironed. That stage of the mind. Total loss of energy. Total loss of enthusiasm, absolute depression. Such despondent state is also punishment of the mind. Third stage is stress. Stressed and tension, full of tension. We need to identify what are my stressors. Physiological stressors, biological stressors, physical stressors, environmental stressors, situational stressors. In psychology, they talk of two types of personality. First is circumstantial personality and second is substantial personality. Circumstantial personality means the person who gets affected by outside atmosphere on and off. If things are good, you are okay. If things have gone bad, everything goes topsy-turvy in your internal world. So that is circumstantial personality. Another is substantial personality. Immovable, unshakable stage. Achal, adol. What Baba says. No matter what the situation is. No matter what the environment is bringing to you. No matter what physical malady you have got. You remain smiling. In Avyakta Murli of 31st December 19, 2016, Baba has said, no matter how much pain you have got, your face should remain smiling. But that's an art. Art of smiling in the face of physical ailments. That is the second topic for today. You can do churning on this topic. How to smile when there is a physical pain. Actually, we are going to discuss this topic tomorrow also. Because out of those 12 questions which are made on that Murli, this is one of the questions. How to smile, how to keep smiling in face of ailments, physical maladies, diseases. Another is uncontrolled negative and uncontrolled waste thoughts. That is a sort of mental punishment. Psychological punishment this is. Uncontrolled waste thoughts. You don't want waste thoughts to happen, but they are coming, quite in spite of yourself. Uncontrolled waste thoughts. Uncontrolled negative thoughts. You don't want to think negative about a particular person, because you have been told that you have to have pure feelings and good wishes for everyone. But in spite of that, to have negative thoughts about particular person, in spite of that, to think continuously negative about the situation, in spite of that, to continuously guess and conjecture inside the mind about what is going to happen. That has not happened, but you are thinking that it might happen. You are thinking that, yes, these people are against me. They are plotting and planning against me. They are plotting out some scheme against me. This is itself a punishment. Uncontrolled, unbridled, negative and waste thoughts. Next is uncontrolled, vicious thoughts. This is the greatest form of punishment, vikari, vichar, sankalp. Uncontrolled. On one side you are practicing self-respect. I am supremely pure soul, I am supremely pure soul, I am supremely pure soul. On one side is the practice of self-respect. On another side, suddenly this gush of thoughts, suddenly this tsunami of vicious thoughts, and everything is as if capsized, drowned. All the homes, all the villages which you had created of pure thoughts, good wishes, self-respect, everything is washed off. This gush of negativity, this gush of waste, this gush of vicious thoughts. Probably they were lying somewhere within. They have not come out of blue. You say that you were leading a very good life. You say that you were leading a very pure life and there is not a trace of impurity within. But where from? A bolt from the blue has come. Probably it was there in the seed form. And the moment it gets water, in Sundays Murli Baba has said, awareness, that is the sunlight. Awareness, that is the water. And thought of transformation, that is the seed. In the similar manner, thought of vice, thought of lust, sanskar of lust. If such a sanskar gets a trigger from outside, that becomes a water and that becomes a sunlight. For that thought, for that seed, and that seed comes out and it becomes a tree. First a sapling, then a big tree, then a banyan tree. And you fall down. So uncontrolled vicious thought, uncontrolled waste thoughts, stressful situations, sorrowful situation, contempt, self-contempt, self-hatred, guilt, inferiority complex, poor me syndrome, PMS, to blame oneself for everything, a deep repentance. Baba has been telling time and again, do this, do that, and we don't do that, and then we have to repent. A remorse, a deep remorse. We don't want that. That is why pass with honor means not to experience even the mental punishment. No sorrow, no unhappiness, no misery in the mind, no repentance for anything. We want this life to be a life of enjoyment. Baba has used the word maza in Sunday's Murli, in the 31st Murli. Maza, life of enjoyment, and this is a life of punishment. We are given two options. What you want? Life of punishment or life of enjoyment? Life of super sensuous bliss, life of happiness, life of selfless service, life of contentment, life of divine bliss. What we want? That is in our hand. Your stage is in your hand. मेरी अवस्था मेरे हाथ में है. संडे 31st मुरली. माई स्टेज इज इन माई हैंड. यस्टरडे इन अवर ओपीडी वन सिस्टर हैड कम. शी वॉज आस्किंग मी वॉट इज द डिफरेंस बिटवीन स्थिति एंड अवस्था. Because in English translation, they just write state. But what is stage or state? Whatever. So, you can again do, this is the third churning point for today. What is the difference between sthiti and avastha? Is there any difference or both are same? English translation, they are same. But Hindi, there might be some difference. What I told her, just at the spur of that moment, whatever came to my mind, probably that might not be right. I just told her that. Sthiti is something higher and there are many avasthas. Avasthas are many sthitis. When you go through many avasthas and then you form one powerful sthiti. This might be wrong or it might be other way around. Whatever. So these are the different, you know, these are the ways you churn the knowledge. When you recognize subtle differences. Why Baba used this word, Baba used that word. What is the meaning of that? What is the purport of that? What is the deep significance of that? What is the meaning of the word? What is the meaning of the sentence? What is the mystical meaning of that word? Gudarth, Bhavarth, Shabdarth, Vakyarth. What is the meaning of the entire statement? Entire version. So these are the different points you can churn on that. So we should not experience mental punishment. For that, our mind should be free from mental punishment right now. What is the punishment? The falling of our stage is mental punishment. To lose interest in Jnana and Yoga is mental punishment. To lose interest in Yoga is mental punishment. Not to have powerful Yoga is a mental punishment. To have conflicts in relationships is a mental punishment. To have disharmony in relationships and connections is a mental punishment. What we are speaking and what we are thinking, they are not in sync with each other. That is a mental punishment. There is a disturbance in the feelings. There is a disturbance in the emotions. There is an emotional turmoil which is going on, which is unsettled. That is a mental punishment. We want a tranquil state of the mind. A very peaceful state of the mind. I am a peaceful soul. Baba told to get situated in 1 second in Om Shanti, embodiment of Om Shanti in 1 second. Om Shanti.